turning tires into a valuable energy resource. December 18, 2025. On the outskirts of many cities, tire piles rise like black hills, silent, stubborn mounds that don't rot, don't disappear, and too often catch fire or leach toxins into nearby communities. Globally, we're on track to dispose of approximately 5 billion tires by 2030, with the problem most acute in low-resource countries where recycling rates are low and dumps are located uncomfortably close to densely populated areas. Joseph Zader, professor at the American University of Beirut's AUB, Baha and Walid Basatan, Department of Chemical Engineering and Advanced Energy, has been working on a different way to look at those piles, not as a burden to bury or burn, but as a source of cleaner energy. The whole concept is about waste conversion, transforming waste into fuel, he explains. We try to convert waste, whether it's tires, plastics, or biomass, to produce hydrogen and syngas, which could serve as a flexible energy vector and a crucial feedstock for the petrochemical industry. The hope is that one pile of waste can deliver cleaner energy without extracting more oil from the ground. It's as if you are tackling two problems in one approach, managing difficult to recycle waste while relying less on crude oil to produce new plastic materials, Zader says. Unfortunately, innovation isn't the only ingredient needed to solve our waste issue. Politics and industrial mindset are critical to the recipe. In his latest study, Zader and colleagues tested a simple idea with the potential for a big impact. Could an inexpensive, mineral-based catalyst mimicked from nature help produce more fuel during the treatment process? Recycling tires involves breaking down the materials and extracting valuable components to be reused. With the right catalysts, we were hoping to use this process to extract valuable hydrogen fuel. Turning waste tires into a valuable energy source, says Zader. The results were encouraging. Using a low-cost nickel and cerium-doped zeolite catalyst, the team nearly tripled hydrogen and gas yields during tire recycling compared with conventional thermal processes, which reclaim very little hydrogen or other valuable byproducts and primarily generate pyro oil. From a pile of waste tires, you can get a lot more hydrogen energy than was previously thought, and we did it using affordable materials. No precious metals required, says Zeder. That makes it a breakthrough that can really scale. Because nickel and cerium are abundant and cheap, they can be adopted in industrial plants at relatively low costs. Zeder and his team decided to work with tires at the outset of their project to turn plastic waste into energy, precisely because tires are particularly difficult to recycle. Tires are one of the most durable types of plastics, containing different types of polymers, sulfur cross-linking, additives, and stabilizers. So they're very difficult to process, he says. Achieving a very high conversion rate with such a material opens the door to exploring other hard plastics that could be recycled into fuel and chemicals, including car or aerospace parts. The path forward, Zeider argues, pairs better policy with practical engineering. Now that he's figured out how to turn waste into energy on the engineering side, he is urging policymakers to consider the need for carbon or waste taxes to shift projects from demonstration to deployment, particularly in regions burdened by tire dumps. And because the materials needed at the heart of his research findings are comparatively inexpensive, the approach is designed for real-world implementation. They just need the political muscle behind them to bring it to life. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? please email media inquiries at aub.edu.